Now, one of a politician's favorite empty phrases they like to use is that the system is broken.
现在有一些政客经常说的话是这个体制是腐败的。
Now for that's a perfect statement for them to use because all of us agree that the system is broken.
这对他们来说好像是很好用的一句话，但是这确实这个体系是有问题的。
But none of us can agree on exactly what is broken.
但是我们都无法来一起达成共识，到底是在哪儿出了问题。
So they can use that phrase.And look good to everyone because everyone fills in whatever they think is broken.
所以他们可以用这样的话来让我们产生共鸣，但是我们每个人都不知道到底是哪出了问题。
Now, of course, by the system, they mean the way the government and the nation is organized.
当然，通过这句话，他们是来说这个政府是有组织的。
Apart from whether or not the people in the system are good or bad, they're saying the system itself is creating injustice or is holding back progress or making some other bad thing to happen.
不管在这个体制下的人是不是好的和坏的，但是这个体制确实是把一些事情组织在一起，有一些好的，有些坏的。
But of course, this nation, just like every nation,was made by men, and its system was created by men.
当然，这个国家是由人来组成的，这个体制也是由人来制造的，是为了人而建立的。
Maybe if God made the system, the nation would be so much better.
如果神建立一个体制，它应该会非常的好。
Of course, here in this nation, we don't have that option.
当然，在这个国家，我们没有别的选择。
But that did happen once.
但是它确实曾经发生过。
The ancient nation of Israel was not organized by men; it was organized by God Himself.
古老的以色列不是由人来组织的，而是由神他自己来组织的。
After God delivered Israel and took them out of Egypt, He brought them to Sinai.
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来之后，他把他们带到西乃。
And He made a covenant with them and created a kingdom.
他给他们签了一个契约，并且建立了一个国度。
And he actually organized it into a nation with laws.
他也把这个国家有组织的建立起来。
Now, presumably, when God creates a kingdom, he does it right.
当然，如果神来建这个国度的话，应该是正确的。
So, when God made a system for this kingdom, what did it look like?
当神建立这个体制的时候，这个到底是什么样子的呢？
That is what we want to talk about today.
今天我们就要提到这个话题。
So we're going to look at the founding of the kingdom of Israel, and we're going to look at what it is like and what it is made of.
我们今天就要看这个国度到底是怎样建立的，它是怎么样子的。
Now, of course, we don't live in ancient Israel, so at the end, we're also going to look at what does that mean for us.
当然，我们不是生长在古老的以色列，但是我们要看看对我们今天有什么意义。
But to answer what that means to us, first we have to describe it.
去看我们到对我们来说有什么意义，我们首先要看看这个到底是怎么一回事。
And to do that, first of all, we're going to talk about the participants in the kingdom.
我们首先要看这个国度的参与者。
Who made up this kingdom?
这个国度到底是由哪些人来组成的？
Every kingdom needs a leader.
每一个国度都需要一些领导者。
In this case, God himself declared that he was the king of this kingdom.
在这个国度，神他自己来宣称他是这个国度的领导者。
In Exodus 19, verse 4, he reminds them that he brought the nation of Israel to himself in the Exodus.
在出埃及记十九章第四节，神说他自己把以色列人带到他面前。
And in verse 6, he tells us that the kingdom of Israel would be his treasured possession.
在第六节他说以色列人将会他成为他自己非常宝贵的、财产。
This was going to be God's kingdom.
这将会是神自己的国度。
Not a kingdom created by men.
不是由人建立的国度。
The other part is every kingdom needs a people.
另外一点就是每一个国度都需要人。
This kingdom very clearly is the ethnic nation of Israel.
这个国度是那些非常、非常正统的以色列人。
Both at the beginning and the end of this little speech, God mentions the people of Israel by name.
在开始和结束，神都说这个是以色列人。
Exodus 19 verse 3, he says,Thus you will say to the house of Jacob and tell to the people of Israel.
在第三节，神说，你要告要摩西要告诉以色列人。
And in verse 6, he says, These are the words you will speak to the people of Israel.
第六节说，你们要归我，你们这些话你要告诉以色列人。
But over the last times that I've spoken here, I've pointed out that God rules over everything and everyone.
在过去我告诉大家，神是无所不在，他统治每一个角落，每一个人。
So when God says that Israel is going to be His special kingdom, He doesn't mean that He's not king of the world.
当神说他是以色列人的王，他并不是说他不是其他人的王。
So here, instead, what he means is that he's going to step into history and he's going to be a king, an actual king of a nation, the way other nations have kings.
这里只是说神将会借在以色列人当中以特殊的方式来像成为像在其他民族的国王一样成为他们的国王。
As always, he will remain king of the world, king of the universe.
像其他任何时间一样，神照样是世界其他任何人的国王。
But now he's also stepping into history, and he is also going to govern a particular people.
在这个历史长河当中，神也将显示他是以色列人的国王。
In fact, he makes it clear that the rest of the world is going to see Israel as an example. They're going to come to God through Israel.
也告诉我们神也将清楚地告诉我们神将要通过以色列人来、祝福其他世界上的人。
All of the nations of the world at this time worship pagan gods.
世上其他的民族都在敬拜邪神。
And all of these other pagan gods are local deities that only have reference to that one people.
其他的神都是当地的这些人的神，只是、对当地人有一些影响。
The God of Israel is not like that.
以色列的神不是这样子。
He declares that all the earth is mine.
他说，整个地球都是我的。
But Israel is now going to be his treasured special possession.
现在以色列将会成为他宝贵的财产。
Now let's look at the responsibilities of the kingdom.
现在让我们看看这个国度的责任是什么。
Now that God is entering into a special relationship with Israel, what does Israel need to do?
神与以色列有特殊的关系，那他们将要做什么呢？
Once again, God did not intend that Israel should simply be by itself and have nothing to do with the rest of the world.
当然他并不是说神要对以色列是、有偏见的，而是、对其他人没有任何的关系。
Israel is supposed to be a kingdom of priests.
以色列当会成为一个祭司的国度。
Now a priest is someone who represents God, man to God.
祭司是要代表神在人面前。
But if the whole kingdom is a kingdom of priests, then they have to be representing someone else.
如果整个国家都是神的祭司，那当然他是要代表一些东西的。
Which would have to be the rest of the world.
那是世界上其他的一些人。
If Israel obeyed God, she would become an example to the rest of the world to look to so that the world can see this is what the worship of God is supposed to look like.
如果以色列遵从神，那世界其他人就会看到敬拜神到底是怎么样子。
Israel is also supposed to be holy, a holy nation.
以色列也要圣洁，成为一个圣洁的国度。
Now, when we use the word holy, often we think of being separate from sin, to be sinless.
当我们谈到圣洁，通常我们是说是要与罪是分开的，是要没有任何的罪。
And certainly that's part of it, but it also meant that Israel is to be specially dedicated to God.
这个概念是不错的，但是另外一点就是要我们专门分开为圣，要成为神的。
This nation is supposed to be a nation that worships God alone, uniquely, and is separate from all evil.
这个国家是要专门分开为神的，并且敬拜这个神，单单敬拜这个神。
Most importantly, Israel must obey.
最重要的是以色列要遵从。
We've looked at several other covenants God made, and they were all unconditional covenants.
我们看了其他的契约，这些契约都是无条件的。
God made a covenant with Noah.
神与挪亚立了契约。
He promised never to send a flood ever again.
他承许说他不会再给这个地球有任何的洪水。
And he promised to never send a flood, no matter what Noah's descendants would do.
不管挪亚的后代将会做什么，都不会再有洪水。
God made a covenant with Abraham.
神也与亚伯拉罕有这样的约。
That God would make a great nation out of Abraham and his descendants.
神会将使亚伯拉罕和他的子孙成为一个大国。
That God would give to Abraham's descendants the land of Israel forever.
他将会把给以色列人一块土地成为他们永久的财产。
And this would happen no matter what Abraham's descendants might do.
这将会实现，不管他的子孙做什么。
This covenant is different. It is conditional.
这个约却是不同的，这个是有条件的。
God declares, if you will obey my voice.
神说，如果你顺从我的声音。
If they obey God's voice, they can expect blessing.
如果他们听从神的声音，他们将会得到祝福。
Not simply as individuals, but as a nation.
并不是说每一个人，但是是就整个国家来说。
If the nation turns away from God, they can expect the opposite.
如果这个国家做一个整体来背弃神，那他们将会得到相反的结果。
Again, not simply as individuals, but as a whole nation.
再者，也不是看每一个人的行动，而是作为一个国家这个整体。
So we've talked about who is in this kingdom and what Israel was supposed to do.
刚才我们谈到这个国度都是谁，然后他们应该做什么。
Now let's describe this kingdom. What did it look like? What is this system and how does it work?
现在让我们来描述这个国度到底它的体制是什么，到底像什么的一个样子。
And the first thing I want to point out is that this kingdom is basically spiritual.
首先我要提到是它主要是灵性上的。
Now, we're talking about a real historical kingdom here.
我们是在讨论一个真实的在历史上存在的一个国度。
But when I use the word, so when I use the word spiritual, what I mean is that in God has a special relationship with His people, and His people are supposed to have a special relationship with Him.
我谈到灵性是说神与他的子民有一个特殊的关系，他的子民也与神有这样的一个关系。
When Moses introduces himself to Pharaoh, he has a word from God.
当摩西向法老介绍他自己，他有一个特别的话从神而来。
He says in Exodus 4, 22 and 23.
在出埃及记四章二十二到二十三节。
Thus you will say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my firstborn son, and I say to you, Let my son go that he may serve me. If you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your firstborn son.
你要对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子，我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我，你还是不肯容他去，看哪，我要杀你的长子。
Already God declared that he has a special relationship with Israel, his people.
神已经宣称他与以色列与他的子民有一个特殊的关系。
Which is like the relationship of a father to a son.
就像一个父亲跟儿子的关系一样。
God also expected that the people of Israel would have a relationship with God.
神也希望他的子民以色列与他有一个特殊的关系。
Sometimes we think of the Old Testament law being lots of rituals and external things to do.
我们经常以为旧约当中有太多关于礼仪和需要做的事情。
Well, there were certainly a lot of external rituals and things and worship regulations in the Old Testament.
确实，在旧约中有一些礼节和额外需要做的事情。
But the very first commandment of the Old Testament law was that his people must love him.
但是第一条的法律就是他的子民要爱他。
Deuteronomy 6, chapter 4 and 5, or verses 4 and 5.
在申命记六章四到五节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you will love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
听啊，以色列。你的神是独一的，只有这样一位神，你要全心全性全力全尽性尽心尽力爱神你的耶和华你的神。
And Jesus reminded us that is the most important commandment in the whole law.
神向他们提醒，这是最重要的一个法律。
So this kingdom is not a secular kingdom; it's a spiritual kingdom with a special relationship to God.
这个国度不是属世的，而是属神的。
But every kingdom needs practical political organization as well.
但是每一个国度都需要属于在政治上、在经济上的一个组织。
And Israel has that too.
以色列也有这样。
There were three main offices in ancient Israel.
在古老的以色列的有三个掌权的。
It has rulers.
有王。
That by that I could mean the king, or I could also mean the local tribal rulers of various villages as well.
可以是国王，也可以是部落的一个长者。
During the days of Moses, of course, Moses is the leader of the whole nation.
在摩西的时代，摩西就是他整个这个国度的领导者。
And during the era of the kings, of course, they had kings.
在列王的时代，这个国王就是他们的代表者。
But whatever their particular position, a ruler in ancient Israel was different than the rulers of other nations.
但是不管他们的领导者是谁，他们的领导和其他的国家是不太一样的。
Ancient Near Eastern kings had absolute authority. They were not bound by any law. They were the law.
在中东的其他的国家。国王就是他们的领导者，没有什么法律，他们本身就是法律。
Even Moses did not make the laws; God made the laws. He only carried them out.
即使摩西，他也没有制定法律，而是神制定了法律。
In Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 to 20, we are told that whenever Israel would get a king, he needed to write out a copy of the law of God himself.
在生命记十七章，神说，每一个国王都要来抄写圣经，他们这样的有这样的法律。
And the reason for that is that he would know the law of God and be able to enforce it.
这样一个规定的原因是，他们就知道法律，他们就可以遵从。
Now, this kind of structure of rulers.When God established Israel, He took over the sort of loose tribal structure that already existed.
他采取这样的组织结构是从他们当时已经存在的比较宽松的部落的结构而来。
One example was found in our scripture reading for today, where we find in Exodus 19:7 about the elders of Israel.
我们可以从今天的经句背诵，可以看出，这个根据。
These would be the prominent people in the various places that the people were from. They would elect tribal elders, tribal leaders.
在这些显要的人当中，他们可以选举出来这些部落的领导者。
So Israel had rulers of various kinds. They did have priests, but more of that in a minute.
所以当时以色列人他们有各种各样的领导者，他们当时还没有祭司，我们马上将会提到。
Then they had an office that was unique to Israel, the prophet.
然后他们会有先知，这是只有以色列人有的。
The prophet had no official civil or religious authority.
先知没有在民间他们或者政府上面的权柄。
Instead, his job was to give the people the word, the command of God that God had told him.
他的职责就是要把神的话告诉他们的民。
But of course, anyone can stand up and say that God is talking to them, but how would you know?
当然，每个人都可以站起来说神给他们说的一些话，但是你怎么知道呢？
Deuteronomy 18:20-22 gives us the standard of how you would know. How do we know that this is a real prophet? He's getting a real word from God.
在生命记十八章二十到二十二节，告诉我们，通过这些可以知道到底这是不是从神而来的先知。
And the standard was quite strict.
标准是非常严格的。
If they say.That God told them something, and they predict something that would happen.
如果他们说神告诉他们有一些事情要发生
，and then it doesn't.
但是没有发生。
That prophet is a false prophet and should be executed.
那这个先知就是假的，他们必须被处死。
The reason is very simple.
原因很简单。
God never makes a mistake.
神。从来不做错事情。
So if that's a real word from God, it's always going to be accurate.
如果这个话是从神来的，那它绝对是准确的。
So if they do make a mistake, they're obviously not speaking from God. They're just talking out of their own head.
但如果他们犯错，那他绝对是不是代表神而说的，他们只是自己的头脑的一些话。
Now the other part that every nation has to deal with is politically is foreign policy.
另外每个国家都要面对的是对外的政策。
Every nation worries about how are they going to deal with other nations, especially other nations that don't like them.
每个国家都要来思考到底他们怎样来对待其他的民族，特别是那些不喜欢他们的。
Israel's unique foreign policy was that if she obeyed, she was guaranteed.To be stronger than the other nations.
以色列有这样的一个话，就是如果他们遵从神，他们将会受到祝福，他们会比其他的民族都要强大。
That's what it says in Deuteronomy 15:6.
这在生命记十五章第六节记载。
She would lend, not borrow.
他会借给别人，而不是借其他人。
She would rule over them; they would not rule over her.
以色列将会统治他人，而不是他人来统治以色列。
And the way to that national supremacy was simply to obey God.
这个前提就是他们要遵从神。
The other part of this national policy is that they had rules about how do we deal with other nations.
另外对外政策的方面就是他们怎样来面对其他的国度。
The world was divided up into two classes of nations.
整个世界来分成两个营。
And the first category was all of the nations outside of the land of Palestine.
一个营就是那在巴勒斯坦之外的。
And her policy was to be a policy of peace.
他的政策就是和平。
We're given in Deuteronomy 20, verses 10 to 12, we're given a scenario.
在生命记二十章十到十二节有这样的一个场景。
The scenario is they've already determined they need to go to war with some foreign nation.
这个场景就是他们已经被告知要去给其他的国家打仗。
We know that that happens.
我们知道这个是确实发生。
But even when they have already determined that this, we have to go to war, when they go to fight, they have to offer terms of peace first.
虽然他们被告知要去打这样的一个仗，但是他们还是要来献上和平。
And if that nation will make peace, then they are to make peace.
如果这个国家不愿意讲和，那他们就没有这样的和平。
If not, wipe it out.
如果他们不讲和，那就会把他们整个除掉。
But in the warlike world in which they live, this is quite radical.
在我们现今的世界，这好像看起来非常的奇特。
The other category was the Canaanites.
另外一个世界，另外一个营就是在迦南地。
And here.They were given the command to save alive nothing that breathes.
他们所受到的诫命就是要除掉所有的有生命的。
Now at first glance, that might seem a little severe.
乍一看好像这是非常严酷的。
But we're told why.
但是我们被告知为什么要这样做。
We're told that they are to do this so that the Canaanites won't teach you to worship their gods.
我们被告知这样做，他们就不会来敬拜他们的神。
And we know the rest of the story.
我们知道故事的其他方面。
They did not do this.
他们没有照神的话去做。
And they learned to worship according to the way the Canaanites did, just as God warned they might.
他们确实就像神警告他们的一样，他们顺从了其他民族来敬拜这些民族的神。
So Israel was a spiritual kingdom, though it did have political organization.
所以以色列是一个属灵的国度，虽然他们有政治的组织。
It was also religiously unified.
他也是在宗教上统一的。
The most important part of this is that.There is only one religion allowed, the worship of God, and that's it.
重要的是只有一个宗教是被允许的，那就是敬拜唯一的神。
We won't read Deuteronomy 13 for lack of time.
因为时间的关系，我们不会来读生命记十三章。
But the gist of it is that the worship of God is exclusive, so that if anyone...tries to get you to worship a foreign god, that person is to be executed.
这个核心就是只允许敬拜这个神。如果有人来鼓励其他人要敬拜其他的神，那这个人必须被处死。
Even if that person is a prophet who performed actual miracles.
即使这个人是个先知，并且行了神迹。
Or your dearest friend.
或者是你非常亲近的朋友。
Or your closest relative.
或者是你非常近的亲戚。
Or even an entire city.
甚至整个城市。
There was to be no freedom of religion in ancient Israel.
在古老的以色列没有宗教的自由。
You were to worship God only.
你只允许来敬拜神。
They were to have priests to help perform this worship.
他们会有祭司来帮助敬拜神。
Only the descendants of Aaron could be priests.
只有 Aaron 的子孙，只有亚伦的子孙才可以做祭司。
The Levites also helped as assistants.
利未人会帮助他们。
If anyone else tried it, that was punishable by death.
如果其他人试图帮助，那他们就会被处死。
King Uzziah tried to do this, and he paid the price.
国王 Uriah 他试图这样做，那他就受到了惩罚。
He tried to offer a sacrifice instead of the priest, and God struck him with leprosy.
他试图献祭，神就给他了长了大麻风。
So this is the beginning of the separation of church and state.
这是宗教和政府分开的之前。
In most ancient nations, the king had control of the priestly class.
在 古老的国度，很多国王是对这个宗教有统治的。
He decided how people were going to worship.
他决定到底他的子民怎样来敬拜神。
And sometimes the priests also got considerable civil authority as well.
有时候祭司他们在民间也有一些权利。
Multiple times in Egypt's long history, the priests got too strong.
好几次一些人在政府有太多的权利。
But here, the rulers do not have authority over the priests, and the priests do not have civil authority over the rulers.
在这里，这个国王没有对不在祭司之上，祭司也不在国王之上。
Finally, I'll note that there were very many detailed rituals that were intended to help people worship God.
最后，我们知道有很多细节方面的描述，来告诉我们到底怎样来敬拜神，怎样来行这些礼节。
There are chapters and chapters of regulations about this.
有很多的章节来讲述这样的规范。
So Israel was to be a religiously unified nation, worshiping God alone.
所以以色列是在宗教上统一的，只允许敬拜神。
God also organized the kingdom economically.
神也在经济方面来组织他们这个国家。
When the nation was founded, they had some wealth to start with.
当这个国家成立的时候，他们有一些财产来开始。
We know that when the patriarchs first went down to Egypt, they were already quite wealthy.
当他们去埃及的时候，他们已经有一些财产。
I'm not sure how much of that was left after 400 years and after slavery, but at least that was to start with.
当我不知道400年之后他们到底有多少财产，但是至少他们是有一些财产的。
Also, when Israel left Egypt, they plundered the Egyptians of many valuable things.
当他们要离开埃及的时候，他们掠夺了埃及的一些财产。
This was in part perhaps God's way of repaying them for their years of slavery.
这也许是神是以一种方式来让埃及人来付他们一些薪酬作为奴隶。
And then most importantly, the most important wealth they had was the gift of the land of Israel itself.
最重要的财产是神给他们这块土地。
One unique thing about the economics of ancient Israel was that this land was to be the permanent possession of those who inherited it.
非常有意思的这个经济方面的一部分是这个土地是他们永久的可以永久的所有。
It was initially portioned out by lot.
最初是来分开的，是按块分割的。
And the families that inherited these plots of land were not permitted to sell it permanently.
被分给土地的这些家庭是不允许把这些土地转给其他人。
They could sell it temporarily, but at least in theory, they weren't supposed to ever lose it.
当然，他们可以暂时的卖给其他人，但是他们是不允许失去这块土地。
God also had a way of caring for the poor in ancient Israel.
神也有一种办法来照顾穷人。
There are quite a number of regulations that had to do with caring for the poor.
有好几个地方是神告诉他们到底怎样照顾穷人。
In ancient Israel, you were free to make your own decisions and to try to do whatever you could to make the best living you could for yourself.
在古老的以色列，他们可以按照自己的意愿来决定怎么样来做维持生计。
But you were not free to become so destitute that you could never get yourself back out again.
但是他们没有这样的自由来，确实是要沦落到一种地步，没有办法来继续立足。
There was supposed to be a culture of helping people, of assisting the poor.
整个社会需要有这样的一个体制，就是要帮助贫穷的。
On top of that, whenever any farmer would reap his field or pick his fruit or whatever he was growing.
除此之外，农夫也要到地里面去拾取零碎的。
Under normal practices, there'd be some little bits that just wouldn't get harvested.
当然，一般是就是说那些没有被收割的，这些人可以拾取。
And those normal little bits were supposed to be left for the poor to gather.
这些零碎的是应该留给穷人的。
Also, if a loan ever needed to be given to a poor person to help them out.
有时候如果就是说贷款是需要的，那就需要给这些穷人。
So this isn't a loan like, for example, like the one I have on my house.
这个贷款不像我有的这个房贷。
This would be a loan to help someone because they need money now to live.
这个贷款是给穷人、他们需要有这样的钱。
And these kinds of loans had to be interest-free.
这样的贷款是没有利息的。
And you couldn't require any kind of security for the loan that was necessary for that person's well-being.
为了这个人的好处，这个贷款是不应该有一些担保的。
Like if they were poor enough that they only had one outer garment, you couldn't take it.
就像有些人可能只有一件外套，那你就不应该是要这个外套来做担保给他这个借贷。
Also, in that similar thing, there were rules about that gave them rest and also helped the poor.
就像这样一样，其他的也有一些来帮助这些穷人。
Every 7 years, they were not supposed to plant any crops.
每七年，他们不应该种地。
During that year, of course, sometimes some crops would just grow naturally because grain gets left in the field of the previous year and what have you.
这一年，土地将会长生长一些野的庄稼，因为这些种子没有被收割干净，会长出来。
That also, those wild crops were also supposed to be left for the poor.
这些野长的东西要留给穷人。
Plus, during that year, you couldn't collect any loan that was loaned out during that year.
在那一年，你不应该去索取你的债务。
Then once every 50 years, or the seventh sabbatical year.
每五十年，也就是77年。
That was called the year of jubilee.
这一年称为禧年。
And during the year of jubilee, any property that had gotten lost by the those who were supposed to inherit it should be returned to their rightful owners.
在那一年，他一些失去的财产在这一年应该是被归还。
So at least if things were working properly, anytime someone sold property in ancient Israel, a land in ancient Israel, it was more like a 50-year lease than a loan, than a sale.
如果这个体制有效的话，那一些人的财产会在每五十年来重新换取。
Furthermore, during this year, all debts were supposed to be completely canceled.
当然，在这一年，所有的债都应该被取消。
And slaves were to be freed from slavery.
奴隶将会被释放。
Finally, if there was there were laws to regain inheritance or freedom lost.
还有就是会有怎样来得到他们失去的财产和他们的自由。
If someone had lost their ancestral property through mismanagement or tragedy or any other reason.
如果有一些人因为他们不善管理，或者是因为不幸的事情失去了他们的继承的东西。
Then there are rules about how a relative could come and buy the property back for them so that the property could stay with the permanent owners of that inheritance.
就有这样的规定，他们的亲属可以赎回这样的财产。
And the same was true if someone had to sell themselves into slavery to stay alive.
同样的，有些人可能要卖身为奴。
There are rules about how that person could buy himself out of slavery or one of his relatives could buy him back.And so he could get his freedom back.
同样的，有这样的规定，他可以怎样来赎回自己，或者他的亲人帮他赎回，这样他就可以得到自由。
So God had a number of economic regulations in place to protect the poor.
所以神有一些来保护穷人的法制规定。
And yet still, everyone has their own property.
每个人仍然有他们自己的财产。
And it is responsible to manage their own welfare.
他们需要自己来管理他们的一些财产。
But in the event of tragedy, there were things in place that should help them out so they can get back on their feet.
但如果不幸的事情发生，只有这样的福利系统可以帮助他们重新起来。
The kingdom of also, the ancient kingdom of Israel also carried actual physical blessings as well.
古老的以色列也有一些具体的物质方面的祝福。
They were promised that if they obeyed God, God would supernaturally bless them with good crops and great agricultural blessing.
他们被神应许说，如果他们遵从神，他们就会有好的庄稼，他们就会一些物质方面的丰盛。
He would also exempt them from disease.
他们也不会得病。
And accordingly, human life would be lengthened.
但人的寿命也会加长。
So if Israel obeyed, they would be supernaturally blessed.
但如果以色列遵从的话，他们就会被超自然的受到祝福。
But even there were some provisions in the law that also would encourage abundance just by doing ordinary human things as well.
虽然这个法律有一些供应，但是他们也有这样的应许和祝福，他们如果来做他们应该做的事情。
For example, if they went to war, they weren't supposed to cut the fruit trees around the city where they besieged it.
比如说，如果他们去打仗，他们就不需要，他们就不应该去破坏这些这个地方的树木和一些庄稼。
That of course would preserve the natural resources of that particular area, so that when the battle was over, they didn't have to grow new fruit trees again.
当然，这样的话就会保护这些资源。当战争结束的时候，他们就不需要重新来种植这些果树。
There were also provisions for rest and relaxation.
也有这样的规定，就是他们怎样来休息和放松。
Pretty much every other nation in the world, everyone works 7 days a week.
差不多每一个国度在这个世界上都需要工作7天。
But the Israelites were not to work on every seventh day, the Sabbath.
但是以色列人他们不应该在第七天工作。
They weren't to plant crops every seventh year, the sabbatical year.
他们不应该在第七年种地。
And they were also not to plant crops every seventh seven or the every 50th year.
他们也不应该在每五十年这个七七年种地。
All of that would give the Israelites more rest than you would find in any other nation at the time.
这将会让以色列人比世上其他的民族得到更多的休息。
And there were also quite a few regulations that had to do with basic sanitation.
也有很多的一些规定，就是关于这卫生。
I won't go into too much detail here.
我不会在这里讨论太多。
But there were lots of ritual, there were lots of regulations about what to do with, say, leprosy, and what to do with various unclean things that might happen in life.
但是有很多这样的规定，就是怎样来，比如说怎样处理麻风病人，或者是不洁净的。
And the last and probably most important, this kingdom was a moral kingdom.
最后也是最重要的，这个国度是一个道德的。
The very first laws given immediately after Exodus 19 is Exodus 20.
最初的一个规定就是在出埃及记19和20。
And that's the giving of the Ten Commandments.
就是十诫。
So the very first time they received any law from God, those first commandments are very largely moral things.
所以最初最重要的法律就是道德方面的。
It's right and it's wrong. It's not about practical ways of living in the nation itself. It's about what is right and what is wrong.
就是什么是对，什么是错，而不是到底在日常生活中应该怎么样来行。
Furthermore, in ancient Israel, there was a direct connection between how the nation obeyed or disobeyed and their welfare as a nation.
这些规定有直接的联系，就是他们遵从或者不遵从，那他们的福利是怎么样子的。
Deuteronomy 28 is a very long chapter.
生命记28章很长。
It goes into great detail that says that if they obey God, they'll be blessed everywhere.
主要是说，如果以色列人遵从神，那他们就会在各个方面受到祝福。
Everything they do will prosper.
他们任何事做任何事情都会成功。
And if the nation turns away from God, they can expect complete and total disaster.
如果他们背弃神，那他们就会被完全的消灭，他们的灾难是无比的大。
And if they continue to refuse to obey God, it will get worse and worse until they're finally exiled from the land completely.
如果他们继续背逆神，那他们的境况就会越来越糟，最终被赶出这块地。
Now, in all this, we shouldn't imagine that they had to be perfect.
但我们不需要，想象他们是完美的。
Over and over again in Leviticus chapter 4 through 6, God says, "And it shall be forgiven him."
一次又一次的，神在利未记当中四章到六章，神说他们会宽恕以色列。
These are many, many detailed sacrifices that God commanded to be offered under various conditions.
有很多的献祭，在各种各样的情况下，怎样来献祭。
So God did not expect them to be perfect.
神没有期望他们完美。
But God did expect them to obey Him and to follow Him.
但是神确实期望他们能够遵从他们。
Although, right even before they enter the land, God predicted that it wouldn't work.
虽然在他们还没有进入这个地之前，神就说他们不会照他所说的做。
Deuteronomy 30 verse 1.
在生命记三十章一节。
He's just finished talking about the blessings and the cursings in chapter 28.
他刚说完在二十八章中的祝福和咒诅。
And it says, he says, and when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord God has driven you.
我所陈明在你面前的一切咒诅都临到你身上。
And he goes on to explain, then when you turn back to God, he will accept you and will restore your fortunes.
他下面又说，如果当他们回转到神面前，他们的祝福就会继续临到他们。
At this point, they're not even in the land yet.
在这个时候，他们还不在这块土地上。
And he's already predicting that when they get there, they're going to disobey and they're going to be exiled.
但是神在这个时候已经向他们指明，他们将不会遵从，他们将会被赶出来。
Well, we know what happened. That is what predicted is exactly what did happen.
我们知道神已经说预言的也确实发生了。
If we had time to explain the rest of the history of Israel today, we would find a very frequently a pattern of up and down, mostly down.
如果我们有时间来研究以色列的历史的话，我们就可以看到他们的上上下下，但是很多的时候是下的。
But God made the system of this nation. What was wrong?
神制造了这个体制，到底哪里出了问题呢？
The system was perfect.
这个体制是完美的。
So why did it fail?
但是为什么失败了呢？
Perhaps it wasn't the system that was broken.
也许不是因为这个体制出了问题。
Perhaps it was the people that was broken.
也许是人出了问题。
So before you go criticizing the system,
在你批评这个体制之前，
Perhaps you should look at yourself first.
也许你应该审查自己。
This putting imperfect people in a perfect environment won't fix the problem.
把不完美的人放到完美的体制中，可能不会行得通。
God may have had a perfect system, but the people of Israel were sinners.
神也许有一个完美的体制，但是这些人却是罪人。
So it didn't matter how perfect the system was, it wasn't going to work.
不管这个体制多么的完美，它将不会有什么效果。
What they needed was a new heart.
他们需要的是有一个新的心。
What they needed was a genuine relationship with God.
他们需要的是跟神有一个真诚的关系。
Some of the people of Israel surely did have that, like Moses, for example.
他们当中的有一些人确实是有这样的一个关系，就像摩西。
But many did not.
但是更多的人没有。
And that would have been the key.
这就是问题的重点。
So I asked, do you have a real relationship with God?
我想问，你有与神有这样的关系吗？
Because that's what counts.
这是很重要的。
The other point I want to make is that all of these different things have to do about the kingdom have to do with someone's whole life.
另外一点我想说的是，这个关系是对你的整个生命都是有关系的。
There were not just regulations about what to do when they came to the temple to worship.
这并不是仅仅是针对他们来到圣殿怎么样敬拜的规定。
God's laws covered every aspect of human life.
神的律法是来规定人的生命中每一个方面的一些规定。
And that's because when God seeks people to serve Him, He doesn't just want lip service, He wants your whole life.
当神来寻找人来侍奉他的时候，并不是来寻找他嘴巴上的一个祭典，而是他的心。
He wanted ancient Israel to be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests.
他希望以色列这个国家是一个圣洁的，并且是祭司的国度。
Well, now it is the church that can be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
现在教会就可以成为圣洁和祭司的国度。
That responsibility that Israel had is now passed to us.
以色列的责任被传到教会。
And so, in our lives, do we represent God to the world?
在我们的生活当中，我们是不是代表了神？
We can.
我们是可以的。
Because it takes a real relationship with God.
因为这需要与神真正的关系。
So, how is your worship?
那你的敬拜是怎么样子的呢？
How is your relationship with God?
你与神的关系是什么样子的呢？
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
It was your desire to make Israel an example of what the worship of God looked like.
你旨意要让以色列人成为你的代表，让我们看到敬拜神是怎么样子的。